Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z on any mobile phone or tablet device. The Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. Please follow us online at www.ladyze.com. and all social networks at LADYDHE. This Mother's Day, I'm coming live from the Denver, Colorado airport, and my next guest is the fabulous, inspiring, undaunted, beautiful mother, woman, Robin West. She is the founder of Ambitious Amputees, a place for amputees to connect, inspire, motivate, and encourage others to pursue their best lives and accomplish their life goals with those of us who understand the challenges associated with the amputee and the persons with disabilities lifestyles. Ambitious is the vision of Robin West, who is also a music producer, singer-songwriter, pianist, bass player, singer, songwriter. She is phenomenal. On October 6, 2014, that's the day Robin West will never forget, she found herself flipping down I-95 South 10 with 10 full revolutions for half a mile after hitting a car in the center lane of the highway after a sleepy driver crossed over three lanes, hit a tow truck, parked his car and got out, leaving his parked car running with lights on as if it was still moving. Nowhere to go and not realizing what was happening after the car was directly behind, swerved instantly to avoid hitting the parked car in the center lane of the highway. Robin crashed into the back of the car, and that accident resulted in the loss of her left hand. A truly devastating loss for a music producer, pianist, beginner bass player, singer-songwriter. Her image is everything. After healing and being equipped with her first mechanical prosthetic limb, Robin was back to the lifestyle she never thought possible after such a traumatic experience. Although the challenges are still there in the everyday life of her, of amputees in general, the ambitious amputees continue to exceed expectations and live their best lives undaunted by their circumstances. And I am just so thrilled to introduce Robin West, mother of producer Dre Knight. Welcome to the Jazz and Tech Lounge. How are you today?
Thank you so much, V. I'm so honored to be on your platform, and I'm doing wonderful today. I'm in my brand new home in right outside of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm in Hampton, Georgia. I just moved in. I moved from L.A. We were out there together, and I really enjoyed meeting you. You are a phenomenal lady and a major violinist. Let me just say that, and I appreciate your gifts and talents to the world as well. Happy today. It's sunny outside. I am in Georgia.
Well, all I know
and tonight, is
your best, you know, life.
I'm sorry.
I said you're living your best life.
I'm living my best life, and tonight I will be performing live at Club 291 in Atlanta off Hamilton Road. And it's a very nice open mic, live band, and track show. And the street food is amazing. It's really, I just love it. I'm in my atmosphere, and it's going to be a great night tonight. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. And if people want to see it, you can follow me on my Facebook page. I am Robin, R-O-B-I-N dot West, W-E-S-T, one.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that information. You know, as a mother, can you tell me what Mother's Day means to you this year?
Mother's Day is a super special day for me. Just to be anywhere, to be even alive after the crash that could have certainly ended my life in the blink of an eye, because that's exactly what happened. So I'm grateful for just being anywhere, amen. And I'm so blessed that I still have my grandmother, who's 95 years old, and she's about 5 hours away from me. And my mother is doing well and flourishing in New York. And so I'm super blessed. And she just had her 75th birthday. And I'm still a teenager. But anyway, I am super blessed. Not a lot of people at my age that can have a grandmother and a mother. And, you know, I'm also a grandmother and a very proud one. I've got 4 grandsons. And so I'm very excited, and I love what's going on in my life right now. I have an amazing son who just got married, and he has an amazing wife, and they're doing major things. And you'll see them on NBC Sports on July the 4th. And I'm not going to give too much away, because my son's always saying, Mom, can you just wait? You know, you just tell everything. And so, you know, I just, you know how proud mothers are. So I'm very proud. You know, I'm very happy of the space I'm in right now.
I completely understand. I'm not going to spill the beans, but I will say that your son, Dre Knight, is producing 2 songs on the upcoming album by Lady Z called Roll Call. And I'm just super duper excited to
hear
2 songs. I'm not going to spoil the title. I'm not going to give anything away, but we're just going to say Dre Knight and drop a mic. We're going to get to this Mother's Day. So, Rob, you know, as a mother, what message do you want to give to mothers this year? We're on the Jazz and Tech Lounge, and you have your life between, you know, motivating amputees and to live their best lives. There's also the technological standpoint that comes with the prosthesis there. And then you have your music. How do you move between those 2 worlds?
Okay. See, my kids are grown, you know, they're like older than me. So it makes my life kind of easy, but my kids are, they're grown. They have their own independent lives. And my daughter, I also have a daughter. She's a supervisor at Pepsi. She's in Winston-Salem. And Dre, of course, he's out in Hollywood Hills. And so they are pretty independent. So, but Amy, of course, I had her all of her life. And Dre, you know, that I met my son in 2013. I had my son, Dre, at the age of 15 and a half years old. And he was adopted. And so, you know, my son and I recently reunited, well, 6 years ago now, in May 2013. So we reunited May 23rd, 2013, and it's now May 2019. So my son and I have been reunited for almost 6 years. And so I want to get that out there, because it's a different kind of mothering when you're now a new mother to a grown man.
You know what? Can I interject here? Because I want to share with you and share with my listeners that I'm also a mother of 2. I'm a mother of a 4-year-old, and I'm a mother of a soon-to-be 16-year-old. And I have not seen my 16-year-old since 2012. So I haven't spoken to her. So I know what it feels like to not be with your child. And then I'm looking forward to being reunited. But I definitely understand that. And that was one of the reasons why I invited you onto the show, because not all mothers' stories is unicorns and rainbows. So
that's right.
I wanted to put that out there. So continue.
Yes. Like I said, separation, and then, you know, and this is your DNA, so like your daughter. And then sometimes they have separate lives. They grow on with whatever their progression is. And it's all about the reuniting and then building from that point. And just working on the relationship and bringing it closer and discussing the issues. And, you know, you're going to have some debates. You're going to have some questions. You're going to, it's not going to be rosy all the time. You know what I mean? Me and my son, we have water roses sometimes. You know what? So sometimes we're, in our situation, we're creative monsters. So he's a producer. I'm a producer. I've been doing music production since 1990. When it first came out of Atari Notator computer, I was there. So I'm fluent in Pro Tools, Logic, Reason. I've done them all, Cakewalk, everything. So we have creative wars. And so that's kind of interesting. You know, who has mom and son music producers? But right. We have a really great relationship because my son has grown me a lot. He's new school. I was a little bit more old school, but now we're on the level now. But it took a while, you know, and then think about this. Losing your hand, what you really desperately need as a musician, especially when you're used to having two all your life, and then to have to rethink everything. Because when you lose a limb like that, you have to rethink everything. You're doing everything is sort of different. But if you have the passion and you really want to live your best life and this is a part of it, you will find a way. And that's what I've been doing. And so that's how I overcome a lot of situations is through my music. And, you know, music is that universal language that brings us all closer. We're all able to communicate on that vibration, you know, of music. And so,
when you're
16-year-old or whatever, it's all about relationships with your children and whatever level that's on. And no, there's no roadmap to it. We don't get instructions. This is something we do every day. And the best thing you can do is just love them with all your heart. No, you're not going to be perfect. They're not going to be perfect either. But it's building that relationship, building that closeness, and definitely building that trust is everything.
So I have a question for you. I wanted to know, what was it like when you and Dre reconnected? What was that like? And how did music play a role in your reunification?
Played a big role because my son has pretty much he's like Robin Jr. to me. So our progression in life has pretty much been on the same kind of plane. And let me explain. So at 3 years old, I was on the stage with James Brown. I was always that little girl that was always excited about music. You know, grew up in my house around it, and so I was always dancing around and clowning around as a kid. So at 3 years old, my grandmother introduced me to James Brown by taking me to the concert that he did in my little small town of Wanaco. So I was a little kid that was picked from the audience to go on stage and dance with James Brown and stay up there. Pretty much the whole show, they had to drag me off. So then at 5, I started playing the piano. I played the wedding march for my aunt's wedding. At Dre, at 5, started playing the piano, okay? We weren't even together. Remember, my son was adopted. So then... that was his passion as well. It's always been mine. I had the little choirs in the backyard, the dance groups, all the stuff. Dre, a straight musician from a 5-year-old. He knew what he wanted to be. He knew he was going to be, you know, that's it. He thought Prince was his daddy. He even asked Prince. Prince was his mentor at one time. He came over and visited Dre in the studio. And Dre produced his artist at the time. But anyway, so Dre, like Prince, are you my daddy? Because they do look alike. You look at my son, you're like, oh, wow, he does look like Prince. But anyway, so my son and I both share this musical passion that's like greater than the both of us.
I think that's so powerful because, you know, there's a lot of research that's coming out now that talks about epigenetics, about how your cellular memory passes on certain things. People talk about disease and everything else, but it also passes on with gifts too. So, I mean, that's powerful. That's so powerful for you to witness that.
Let's take it back even a couple of steps further. So on my father's side, my grandfather that I did not meet, I understand, was also a musician. Now my father was an amazing piano player and he passed in 2012, God rest his soul. But he was one of the greatest in our town and city. Everybody knew my father, Ed Brown. He carried that piano around like a lot of people carry their license. When he was a truck driver, you better believe there was a piano in that truck. We had a family band, right? Me and my brother and my uncle and myself, and I brought them down to Florida with me where I was working at the time, band, singing and writing and producing. And they all came down from North Carolina to join me. And so we created Brown Sugar, which took off in Florida. And but the way that we started gigging was we would just go take that piano to the bar and sing like we used to as a family. And we took off and we were playing everywhere. So it's from my grandfather that I can trace back to my father, who was definitely an amazing piano player, drummer, and a bass player, and he could sing. And so then for me to being able to do the same thing, and I was never able to read music, okay? So it's a feel for me, and so it's definitely got to be a gift. But it's a feel, and I can tell you that I think I'm playing way better with one hand than I ever did with two now, and because it's an anointing. And so also now my son, for me, and then my grandson is also a musician. That's Trey's son, that's Trey Jr., Dre Jr. is also a musician, and he's a comedian. So we do definitely have some kind of thing, because my son and I had never met that he would even have pitches like me. I played a guitar. My son, before I met him, he had pitches. He played the guitar. When I finished doing my recording, I'm a music producer, so I'm listening to the mix back. I got my feet on the console, and I'm laying back. My son got pitches. He does the same thing. I went in the military, 19. I'm in the Army. My son was in the Marines at 19. He's at study at the conservatory. He's
wow.
A dope musician.
So wow.
Absolutely. In the Marines, he played basketball, but he was a musician. He was a pianist, and he studied at the conservatory. And not many people get that privilege if that's what they do in the Marines. You're not running around with weapons and hiding in the bushes. This man has always been trained to be the greatness that he is, and that will be revealed to the world that's soon to come. And like I said,
that's
you'll see him on NBC Sports on July the 4th, him and his wife, Tavian,
you know,
and I'm very proud of him.
Robin, I just feel so blessed and so fortunate to be connected to you as a mother.
Thank you so much. Because mothering, like I said, it's never over. As long as you're breathing, no matter what happens, you're always going to be a mother, period. Period. And but I just want to send a shout out to all the people that's looking for their loved ones that may not know who their mother or father is, or, you know, other siblings or whatever. But I just want to say that it's possible, and all things are possible, because I never knew that the day would come that I would meet myself. And I had a 15 and a half, you know, that I had no idea. But he was looking for me for all of his life, from the time he knew he was adopted. And I had no idea, because I was so young, and it was such a traumatic experience for me, really. Pretty much that was one moment that changed my life, too. And so I can't even tell you the overwhelming joy and emotions and pain and everything that comes with reuniting with the child that you couldn't take care of as a kid, that suddenly now is back in your life as a grown man with their own ideas. And because you are their mother, there's lots of emotions and things to go with that. A, but you're still the mother. And now when I met my son, I was treating him like a 3-year-old, okay? Because it's like, to me, you're still that baby that I could not take care of and had to leave. But thank you, God, look at where we are now, okay? Look at how everything turned out to be. So never give up hope on anything. And you listening to this from a lady that slipped down a whole highway, 10-4 revolutions, that should not be telling you anything right now. The impact alone, just the impact of hitting something at a standstill or 77 miles an hour, will shake up every organ in your body, okay? So I'm here to do something specific and purposefully in God's honor. And anybody that I can help with my words, motivate, inspire. Don't worry about losing your left hand. It's what I was told in the hospital by a lady I didn't even know. And she said, Robin, God came to me and I had a dream about you. And he wanted me to tell you, don't worry about your left hand. He's going to send you so many. And I want to just say to everybody, don't worry about whatever it is that's going on. Continue to live your best life in the best way you can. Don't worry about it. If you're still here, that means you still got an opportunity to be great.
Amen. Amen. You know, I invited you on the show because you inspire me as a mother who's separated from my daughter for reasons beyond my control. You inspire me. You inspire me. And I know my change is coming because in 2 years from this August, I know that my change will be here no matter what. But, you know, this Mother's Day, I want the listeners of the Jazz and Tech Lounge to be inspired and to know that you can live out loud. You can live outside the box. You do not have to be limited to one thing. That's what the Jazz and Tech Lounge is all about. It's about breaking down barriers, expectations, and grabbing hold to the joy that music has inside of it and exploring technology as well. You know, Robin, how has technology really helped you to really bring your music forward as a prolific music producer? I mean, you're just so inspiring and doing so many great things. You don't let it stop you. And it's just so inspiring. So how have you leveraged technology to continue to create?
Well, we are living in a time and space of new technologies all around us. You know, back in the day, whoever would have thought about a Google or internet or anything like that, even a computer, you know? We did everything with big stacks of papers back in the day. I don't know how we did it, but we did. Banking was not on the computer. So technology, my hand is technology. I have three hands. Two of them operate on my mind and my muscles, what I'm sending the signal to my muscles that I want to open and close my hand. So we thank God for that. It allows me to be super independent. And sometimes I would say I'm a bionic producer. But anyway, technology plays a big role in my life, even in my creation. Of course, I love the MPC Live. That's, you know, my latest toy. And I really love it for the drums, sounds, and everything. You know, I create in every genre. I'm not limited to rap, trap, R&B, country. I don't care what it is. It's if the vibe is right, Track Mama on the beat is there. So I do have, and I love the Logic, Pro Tools, Cubase, Fruity Loops. I use everything. It just depends on what I'm trying to project. I can play anything that my vision is. And I love working with artists that are open-minded, and I love music that's not staying steady. I want to go on a little voyage. I want to take me on a little trip when I'm listening to music. I like, you know, I like things happening. You know, I don't want to just stay the same bass and drums the whole time. I want to, you know, put some different energies in there. And so that's how I create. And
right.
I'm very creative, very, very creative. So it doesn't really matter what the genre is. It's all about the vibe to me.
Right. Well, you know what? I just want to thank you again for coming on to the Jazz and Tech Lounge. And I want to ask you, do you have any shout outs you want to give at this time?
Yes, I do. I want to shout out to you, Big Levels. You are thebomb.com, and you got to get to Atlanta and get on one of these Track Mama on the Beat tracks with me. And I want to shout out all of my family and all of my friends. And I'm proud of my son, Dre Knight, doing amazing things. His wife, Tavia Knight. Google them. There's too much going on. And he'll put out what he wants to. Like, Mom, didn't I tell you? So anyway, his name is Dre Knight.
We're not dropping no secrets. We're not going to blow his cover.
I know. We're going to let him do it.
Yeah, we're going to do it. But, you know, I can say I'm working with Dre and have two songs.
I know. Because you're smart. And I want to shout out to my queen, diva friend, Dina Marie. What's up, Dina? Hope you get a chance to tune in.
And we want to shout out to Dina Brown, my mentor and friend, my best friends. Yes, shout out to her. She is definitely one of the reasons why the Jazz and Tech Lounge is what it is.
Right. I want to shout out to my daughter, Amy. Happy Mother's Day. My mother, Brenda Mullen. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy. My grandmother. Happy Mother's Day, Big Mama. And, I want to also shout out those people who support me and lift me up and keep loving my life. That's my brother, Jay, DJ Jay. He's on my radio show, RadioR&B.com, Jay Gerald. And I just linked up with another partner, former football NFLer, Gerald Houston. And we have a big location here in Thomaston, Georgia, where we're able to host all of your event ideas, from car, bike, truck shows to major concerts to festivals. And so we just had that meeting a couple of days ago and looking forward to that. So shout out to Gerald Houston. Everybody calls him Houston in Thomaston, Georgia. And my best friend, Gwendolyn Coco, Elder, she keeps me on point. And my other bestie, my sister, Jara. You know, Jara's going to be starting a new reality show, be hitting the WeTV network. And they're shooting that now, and I'm going to let that do what it does. So shout out to my bestie little sister, Jara Morgan, and my other little sister, Kia. You know, Kia Jeffries, that's the baby doll. She's the artist from Put It In Your Mouth. I'm working on her new project right now. She has a new single out called The Stalker. You want to hear that? It's dope, and it's R&B, and it's sexy, and it's a new twist on the stalker situation. So, and everybody else, if I missed you, I didn't mean to. Shout out to all my people, my hometown, Wauna-Kolb, North Carolina, my people back in L.A., and all my new people that we come together with in the ATL, and y'all need to come and see Track Mom on the Beach. You can come stay here, record with me, enjoy the scenery, and Track Mama take good care of you. Come on down to Atlanta, y'all.
Wow. Thank you so much. I want to give a shout out to you, Robin West, for coming on to my podcast. And I want to give a shout out to my mother, the Invisible Lady. You can check her out on YouTube. Subscribe to her YouTube channel, The Invisible Lady, bringing to you life application overview every week for Sunday school lessons. I want to give a shout out to my paternal grandmother. May she rest in peace. I want to give a shout out to my maternal grandmother. May she rest in peace. And I want to give a shout out to my aunt, who is also like a second mother to me, my paternal aunt. And I want to give a shout out to all my maternal aunts. You know who you are. If there's any other mothers that I miss, please blame my mind, not my heart. I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to the Jazz and Tech Lounge with Lady Z, where the fabulous, inspiring mother, producer, just making moves. Move maker, Robin West.
You know what, Z? I don't want to cut you off. Z, I got one more thing. I'm sorry, I didn't want to cut you off, my darling. But remember, my single is out, Candlelight and Champagne, and it's available everywhere. And you know, it's the song for lovers and steppers. And anytime you're celebrating, having a good time, it's self-produced by me, Robin West, Track Mom on the Beat. And y'all go get that and enjoy it. I think it's, you know, it'll make your day go a little bit sweeter. Check me out. Check my morning beat with Candlelight and Champagne. And Z, I want you on the remix.
Got it. I'm there. Let's make it happen. I'm looking.
Immediately.
Shout out to those who are need a violinist on their track. I'm actually looking for collabos moving into the second quarter of 2019. I would be remiss if I don't mention that Elevate, the theme song for this show, is actually available for purchase online in South Korea and will be available worldwide June 21st. And yes. So we just making moves. And go get your copy of Strawberries and Champagne and just support. Candlelight and Champagne. I'm sorry.
Candlelight and Champagne.
Candlelight and Champagne. We know we love Strawberries and Champagne too, but we talk about Candlelight and Champagne. You know, I was thinking about what I like.
Yeah, but that's okay. I want you to, because I want you on the remix doing what you like.
Okay. We're going to make that happen. But again, thank you so much for listening to Jazz and Tech Lounge, where we explore tech and enjoy the music. My guest has been the fabulous, the wonderful Robin West. Thank you so much, and until next time.
Stay locked in and fully loaded. Bashani Radio and Verke Radio. They said we couldn't do it, but we global now. Worldwide. Boom. In your face.